Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 12, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of education news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Q&A with Thomas Rudziwick, President Chief Executive Officer of MassBeth Federal Savings. Thomas Rudziwick, President and Chief Executive Officer of MassBeth Federal Savings, explains why the financial literacy program is crucial. With financial literacy in the U.S. at 50%, the program aims to educate students on budgeting, saving, and credit. Partnering with schools, MFS offers tools like the Johnny Card to help students manage finances. Schools can collaborate by hosting seminars or events. The long-term vision is to build a financially literate community. In today's complex financial landscape, early education empowers students to make informed decisions. MassBeth Federal Savings is set to open a new Astoria branch in October, continuing its commitment to community service and financial literacy.
Interplay Learning secures third appearance on Inc. 5000. Interplay Learning, the leading provider of immersive skilled trades training, has secured its third appearance on the Inc. 5000 list, ranking it at number 1379. This recognition highlights the company's dynamic growth and innovative spirit in the skilled trades education sector. Interplay Learning's commitment to upskilling and retaining employees through AI and VR training solutions has earned them various accolades, including placement on Fast Company's annual list of the world's most innovative companies of 2024. Despite economic challenges, the companies on this year's Inc. 5000 list have shown impressive growth rates and job creation, with Interplay Learning contributing to the U.S. workforce by adding value and innovation in the skilled trades industry. The Princeton Review's Best Colleges for 2026 rankings are out. The Princeton Review has released its 2026 Best Colleges rankings, featuring 50 categories of college rankings on PrincetonReview.com and in the Best 391 Colleges 2026 edition. Based on student surveys, the lists cover topics like great financial aid, best career services, and best campus food. The rankings are derived from surveys of 170,000 students at the 391 schools in the book. New this year is a most politically moderate students list. The top colleges in various categories include Sarah Lawrence College for professors, Get High Marks, Washington and Lee University for best classroom experience, and High Point University for best run colleges. The Princeton Review's goal is to help students find their best fit college.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.